in order for these students to even be considered for induction, they have to have a patent or patent pending. They have to have won a national science competition, or they have to be marketing a product nationwide.
Samantha learned that she had won riding the bus home from school.
I was really surprised. I didn't think that if you compared me to all the other students in the country, that I would even be considered for something like this. And so it really means the world to me to be put at the same level as the other students that are on this list. Their research is going to change the world.
Gay Evans says Samantha is very much a part of that elite group.
Well, she is 15. You probably saw that. She's 15 years old, and she's absolutely amazing. I don't know if you'd call her a prodigy, but the brief time that I've had, you know, to deal with her, speak with her, and meet her, I would say she is an extremely exceptional young woman. And the unusual thing is that she's really down to earth on top of it. At 15, she's got 7 patents, 10 trademarks. She's done internships at 5 major universities, but she started this Soloidosomes when she was 11.
Her mother is a chemical engineer. Her father is a chemist.
He had all his textbooks out, and I was a baby crawling around a maze of quantum mechanics books and a bunch of other textbooks. But they've been the teachers that have helped me explore nature a lot. I like to ask questions as a child, which I'm sure a lot of children do, but I feel like I've kept that. And they've helped me keep that curiosity, which is, I think, what has gotten me so far.
Cornerstone of her research is the ability to design and fabricate 3D organized cell structures that she calls soloidosomes. And the soloidosome is a living capsule with a biomembrane shell, which is a tissue or a biofilm, and has a core that acts as a container or reservoir.
Samantha's soloidosomes have potential widespread applications in medicine, for example. They could help deliver drugs precisely where they're needed.
Specifically with stem cells as a kind of a Harry Potter's invisible cloak in this case, where you can transfer the cells and drugs also into the body. And not just getting past the immune system, but also we're looking at possibly having it be like a capsule where you can transfer this drug or cell to a specific part of the body. So instead of affecting the whole body with side effects that can be devastating, you have a more specialized and specific focus to where the drug or cell can go.
They could also be used to help clean up toxic waste from nuclear disasters.
So if you have something like what happened in Japan, you can actually look at trapping products of nuclear power plants that have gone into the ocean and are infecting the water life.
Along with her interest in science, she has traveled widely, is interested in global studies, politics, and religion. She speaks both Spanish and Mandarin Chinese, plans to pursue her passion in college and beyond, and perhaps be a role model.
People that inspire you to do your best in a certain area. And that might not necessarily be, you know, the Kardashians or the Lindsay Lohans of today, but, you know, looking at someone where you can look at their life and say, I want to base my life off of what they're doing or off of what they've accomplished.
Samantha Marquez has just been inducted into the National Gallery for America's Young Inventors in Akron, Ohio, where her portrait and her story hang on a wall. She has been awarded a Tommy, the science equivalent of an Emmy, and the cash prize that goes along with it.
She got a Tommy. Yes, she got a $1,000 savings bond. But it's not so much about the money. It's a place in history.
Already, for Samantha Marquez, age 15. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.